bow. There's another bow we got here. It's out east of town up here, south, mm-hmm. about east of town. And the Green's bow goes up into Harrisburg.
Mm-hmm.
And we have about five bows mm-hmm. here in Harris County.
The shift channel leads directly to the.
All of it drains in, eventually drains into the shift channel, one mm-hmm. way or another.
And where does the shift channel lead?
It runs into the Buffalo Bow down here and comes in. That's where bridge at. That channel still works. The tide don't work up in there too much.
Mm-hmm.
But what it does, the tide won't let the fresh water get out of the channel.
Mm-hmm.
See, the San Jacinto River also dumps water into the end of the ship channel. San Jacinto River pushes its water in there. In other words, it's got five bows and the San Jacinto River. It's
mm-hmm.
pushing water all into one into Galveston Bay. Well, in Galveston Bay, the tide comes in and we get a heavy rain, but these bows and rivers
mm-hmm.
can't drain.
Hmm.
So they keep talking about how to eliminate it. Well, there really is no way to eliminate it.
Uh-huh. It's not built.
And
so
another thing, well, I think some of our trouble is because we're sinking.
What do you mean you're sinking?
The whole area is sinking down.
Huh.
And years ago the beach would be maybe 100 feet, 200, 300 feet further
mm-hmm.
out from the edge of the water. Now that's all got water on it.
Mm-hmm. What else do you have besides Galveston Bay, the salt water?
Well, salt water, I don't know just how far up it come, but I don't think it ever affects the ship channel.
Uh-huh.
And then it might back up into San Jacinto River,
uh-huh.
but not in the ship channel.
If you went out from Galveston Bay, pretty soon you'd be in the
Gulf of Mexico.
Okay. If you had a stream of water that was flowing along and it dropped off and went over several feet, you'd call that a...
I don't know. Be a small waterfall.
What about a place where boats stop and where freight's unloaded? You call that a
wharf, a dock?
What's the difference?
The most same.
And a small rise in land is called a
hill.
What else could you call it?
I don't know.
To open the door, you take hold of the door.
Door knob.
Do you ever use the word knob talking about land?
Well, I've heard it called
mm-hmm.
a knob, but I don't remember where I heard it. But we never used
mm-hmm.
it. We used a hill.
What's a whole lot bigger than a hill?
That runs into a mountain.
Okay.
It runs into a mountain.
And the rocky side of the mountain that drops off real sharp is the
cliff.
Huh?
Cliff.
And talking about several of those, you talk about several.
Several what?
Talking about the cliff, you talk about several.
Well, I don't know what you...
If you're talking about more than one.
Well, I don't know whether you would speak of more cliffs than one, because it's usually akin to continuation of
mm-hmm.
cliff until it plays out.
Mm-hmm.
And it would probably be named after a certain area. If it runs so many miles wide,
mm-hmm.
it wouldn't be a certain area. It would be named after cliff in so-and-so, just like in the county, it's so
mm-hmm.
in such part of the county. And I don't know just what you'd call that.
On television, gunfighters, for every man that they've killed, they cut a little, what, in their gun?
Notches in the handle of their gun.